Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back. Another episode, Degenerate Derek Podcast. The end is near. I almost want to say thank God. Mainly, it's obviously another terrible playoffs by me. But that's what we do, right? As a Cowboys fan, we shit the bed in the playoffs as a team, and I shit the bed in the playoffs on picks. Went 2-2, 1-3 last weekend, something, I don't know. I'm just so checked out after the Cowboys loss, it just pisses me off. Just because legit thought they were going to win that game, didn't happen. The upside is, you know, a week removed from it. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while now, you know that I've had a future on the 49ers for some time now, and it pays me quite handsomely. And they have a legit shot. It's going to be tough for them, obviously going up against Philly, but they have a legit shot. So I need to try to focus on that. Went 3-3. Actually, no, I can't count the one. So I went 2-3 wild card weekend. I think went 1-3. So I'm 3-6 in the playoffs. So I need to hit both championship games and the Super Bowl to get back to 500. Can I do it? We'll see. I got some thoughts on the games this weekend. I feel like it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a great Sunday because I've been going back and forth all weekend on both conference championship games. They're good ones. You got San Francisco at Philly in game one. Philly's favored by 2.5 in that game. And then following, you got Joe Burrow traveling to Burrowhead, as they call it, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs right now are -1.5. Which was kind of shocking considering, you know, all the talk around Mahomes and his high ankle sprain. Looks like that injury may not be as bad, though, as people thought. I haven't seen the line go in favor of Cincinnati, though, the whole time. I will say that everything I've watched has stayed Kansas City still the favorite, even when they thought that, you know, Mahomes had a high ankle sprain and was going to be very limited to now with him looking like there's not much of an issue there. Remember, Mahomes is bounced back from several injuries. I remember when he put like his kneecap back in when he got that dislocated, and he played like a week later, 2 weeks later, something like that. I think he missed one game after dislocating his kneecap. Maybe it wasn't one game, but it felt like one game. I remember it being an incredibly quick recovery. So maybe that's just how Mahomes' body is. I don't know. But I saw the press conference video that everybody's talking about. With him going, one, I was surprised that he even talked to the media. And then to see him walk away from the podium, and I mean, that guy didn't have a limp at all. He went down steps. He's been a full participant in practice. It may be a little sore, but I don't think it's going to hinder him at all. But we'll see. But we got to start off with Philly, San Francisco first on Sunday. My pick in that game obviously is skewed to the 49ers. At +2.5. Obviously, Philly is, they're a tough team. I hate that I have to admit that, but they are. They proved it all year long. 15-3, I think, on the year. They beat the shit out of people. They've looked good. Jalen Hurts has looked awesome. Their defense, I mean, the Giants game was just an absolute joke. It feels like they haven't played a meaningful game in about 6 weeks. And so they should be well-rested and ready to go for this NFC Championship game. A lot of people are questioning the 49ers following their struggles with Dallas, as if Dallas wasn't one of the top defensive teams all year, as if Dallas doesn't create huge issues no matter what you're trying to do on offense. So, I don't know. Dallas just isn't quite getting the respect that they deserve. And they're not getting San Francisco's defense didn't get the respect they deserve. Because Dallas just laid an egg in that divisional round game. But Dallas laid an egg because San Francisco played great defense, and they had our number, and they always do. Everybody has our number in the divisional round, though, if I'm being fair. Everybody. I think the biggest issue and the reason why I'm going to be on the right side of this NFC championship game is because San Francisco's defense is not getting enough credit for shutting down Dallas. And the problems where the Eagles do have on defense is their run defense isn't that good, and their linebackers are small. How are you going to stop Mr. George Kittle? How are you going to stop Christian McCaffrey coming out of the backfield catching the ball? Kyle Shanahan, the world-class play caller that he is. I love San Francisco in this game. I've been talking about them for over half the year, though, as my Super Bowl team. Obviously, I'm not going to get off that wagon now that we're in the NFC Championship game. I was off the wagon last week when they played Dallas, obviously. And I legitimately thought Dallas was going to win that game. It wasn't just because of being a homer. I thought we had the tools. We did have the tools. We just didn't execute. Which just, again, a week removed still. Just, oh my God. Like this every year. Fuck. Whatever. We got to move past it. We got to grit and bear it, and it is what it is. But my official pick for NFC Championship game, 49ers plus 2.5. I'm also putting them on the money line. I think San Francisco's going to the Super Bowl. Would I be surprised if Philly wins? Of course not. I mean, I can't deny, like I said earlier, Philly is a good team. They're clearly well coached. Jalen Hurts has obviously made leaps and bounds in his game. Their receivers are tough. I just think that the 49ers match up well against them. But we'll see. We will see here in a couple days. My official pick, though, NFC Championship, 49ers plus 2.5. Move on to the AFC Championship game. This is the game. Both games were extremely tough, obviously, to handicap. I think you're just flipping a coin. I mean, you could see it going either way. Joe Burrow and his dominance of Kansas City, though. All I've heard for the past 5 years is how Patrick Mahomes is going to be, when his career's over, the greatest player of all time, which obviously is not true, you know, since Tom Brady's now at 7 Super Bowls. So we can scratch that. Will Mahomes be considered the greatest player of all time? No. But have we heard that for the past like 4 or 5 years? How Mahomes can do no wrong, how he's this and that. And it's like his 5th straight AFC championship game or something like that. Or maybe not straight, but 5th AFC title game. I don't know. It's a ridiculous number. If he wins this game, he'll go to his 3rd Super Bowl. Incredible. On the other side, Joe Burrow, absolute dog. All the confidence in the world. Why wouldn't he have all the confidence in the world? Talked about it a couple weeks ago in that press conference where they asked him about his championship window and is it closing? And he said, championship window is my entire career. And he didn't bat an eye at it. Said it with a straight face, believed it with his whole heart. And he's been proving it. There was talk, though, about the Bengals offensive line going into that Bills game. A lot of question marks. People were like, well, that was proven to not be an issue at all. I don't know. I don't know if we got a total accurate look at how that offensive line really looks because of the snow. It was obvious that people, like, it was so obvious that the snow was an issue, especially with the footing and the defensive lineman getting off, that I think it made it much easier for the offensive lineman to block because they were having such issues with their footing. Not going to be like that this weekend in Kansas City. So that still could be a huge issue. Another issue is, I think, the Burrowhead talk. You're pissing Kansas City off. They're very aware of it. Travis Kelce's openly talked about it. And now you got to go deal with them on Sunday. I know they have all the confidence and the swagger in the world, but the Kansas City Chiefs are not, they're not a pushover. This is not a soft team. This is a well-coached team with superstars who can kick your ass. I think Mahomes, for his career, he has to beat Burrow on Sunday. This is a Mahomes must win. You cannot go out like that, especially with the Bengals coming into Kansas City after doing what they did last year against you. Can you really afford to lose again at Arrowhead in an AFC title game against Joe Burrow? You can't. You can't let it happen. Give me the Chiefs minus 1.5 on pure principle of everything I've heard about how great Mahomes is for the past 5 years. If he's that great, he's not going out like a sucker 2 years in a row against the Bengals. I also think the Bengals is everybody's pick. All the money's on the Bengals. The line still hasn't really moved because of it. So I think enough big money's coming in on the Chiefs side, and there's a reason for that. I think Kansas City has the advantage in this game. I don't think the injury is going to be an issue at all for Mahomes. I think Kansas City comes out. They play well. I think they get pressure on Burrow. I think it's going to be a much different game than that Bills game. Much different. But those are my picks for championship weekend. I appreciate all the support all year round that you guys have had. Thank you once again. Am I in my last couple episodes with this Super Bowl of this podcast? I don't know. I don't know what the future holds for the Degenerate Derek podcast. I really don't. We'll see moving forward. I'm definitely going to be looking for a little bit more support from, obviously, the place where I work in producing and delivering this podcast each and every week moving forward in the future. But we'll see how that goes. Just being honest, I'm not sure. But I'm going to finish the season. We had a great regular season. We're not having good playoffs. Almost expected. Let's see if we can finish strong, though. Two championship games this weekend. 49ers plus 2.5, and give me the Chiefs minus 1.5. Best of luck to everybody out there. I'll see you guys back for the Super Bowl.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.